Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. As we spend more and more time at home, the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program has tips on ways to save. Visit ComEd.com/home savings. Eric in the Morning list time. Top three phrases that have made their way into your life that you would be totally fine if you never heard them again. I'm socially distanced, done.
Yeah, no kidding.
And they say it in every news report, too, because they're so panicked. Like, they include it at the end of every news report. Congress got together and was able to pass a law regarding sewer systems, but they all maintained their social distancing.
Right, yeah. Right.
So please don't send complaint letters to our news station, because they all did.
Yep.
Yeah. It's too much.
It is too much.
312-233-1019. Top three that you're tired of hearing. You don't want to hear it anymore, Mike.
Stay safe.
Stay safe.
Oh,
there we go.
Stay safe.
Not that
stay
we don't
healthy.
Want you to.
That's true.
We just don't want to hear it.
I know. Yeah. I put it at the end of all my emails.
Oh, do you?
All right. Well, cut that out.
Yeah,
well,
please
I know
stop
it's
that.
Annoying, but.
Hi there, Paula.
The new normal.
It's the new normal.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
That is so true.
At number three, Chris.
Just stay home.
Just stay home.
You see those on the billboards.
At number two, the phrase you'd be okay never hearing again, Ashley.
Difficult times.
These difficult times.
Yes.
I like working those into my commercials.
During these difficult times.
Yes.
You're staying at home.
And finally, in at number one, they say it's a runaway winner. The phrase you never want to hear again, Denise.
Unprecedented.
There it is. Yep, unprecedented.
These unprecedented times.
It's everywhere.
It is. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Every newscast, every report,
every
political
ad.
Figure, everybody talking. It's all unprecedented.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well done. How's your day going so far, Denise? It's early.
Great. Yeah. Great. I'm on my way into work.
Oh, perfect. What do you do for a living?
I'm an OR nurse.
Oh, wow. Another nurse. Thank you for all that you do.
Yeah, thank you.
How is life in the OR?
It's going good. We just opened back up on Monday and on May the 4th. And so this is week number two.
Okay.
Getting back into things. We're starting to do COVID testing at our work now.
Okay.
So
okay.
Got to do that yesterday.
Great.
Yep.
All right,
are you signed up for Double Your Paycheck?
Oh, yeah.
Aha, good. That's good to hear.
Cool.
I love it.
what are we?
I'm kind of like seeing, okay, she's listening now. Is she going to be paying attention later? Because
yeah.
Now she's going to work because she wants
have
to double her paycheck.
Have you been doing Zoom meetings with Captain Hollywood? Hey, try to work in some of the station angles.
That's exactly right. General,
you know what? That's an hour from now. There's plenty of promotion. The woman's going to work. She just won a prize for something completely unrelated.
I know. I'm just making sure she's going to be paying attention later.
I can get out of here. Melissa's got this.
Well, I mean, hey, as long as you stay safe when you get into work today, okay?
Yeah.
Right.
It's unprecedented times.
You've been diving into this new online Zoom relationship with your new boyfriend, Zoom Jim. Zoom Jim, right.
Her love life is simple. He has nice but dimples. Zoom Jim.
Yeah, that's really all we know about him. He's got two butt dimples. We don't know much more. Not what he does for a living, not how tall he is, not where he lives, not how... Nothing, but we know he has two butt dimples.
Yeah, and they're cute.
This much we know.
I love it.
You hear it?
I can't help it.
I know,
it's
she's
cute. I mean, the jingle's cute.
That's right.
I like it.
Big smile on your face, all happy.
I am happy.
Well, that's good. I'm happy for you. What are the plans that two of you have? Have you made any semi-longer-term plans or goals?
Like,
you know, we
about,
should go for a trip this fall.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
We're talking about taking, like, a weekend trip somewhere, but, you know, nothing official has been planned yet. But
right.
The discussions happen.
Have you noticed him changing at all? Do you have your daily Zoom dates? Do you have one a day, two a day?
Yeah, we talk every day. Yeah, every day.
On Zoom?
Sometimes Zoom, because it just depends on where he is.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we just FaceTime.
Okay.
But yeah, we talk every day, and he's really sweet, and he's always got a cute little smile on his face, and we always have a lot to catch up on.
Yeah, I didn't really ask for a sweet or cute smile,
okay.
But that is pretty. Isn't that telling? You see? See what's happening there? She's including that all the time.
Yep.
Have you noticed him changing at all?
Changing?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You know, just his personality changing towards you, his approach towards you.
Yeah, well, he's very thoughtful, and I feel like the more I get to know him, the more thoughtful he becomes. So he's like, I got flowers for Mother's Day.
Oh, look at that. And you know why all this is, don't you?
Why?
His brain is changing.
Really?
Interesting things about men's brains when they're in love.
Oh.
Did you know this?
No.
I guess, Whip, our brains when we're in love evolve in strange and bizarre and odd ways.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think we know this without even knowing it.
Oh, really?
Even if you don't know factually, scientifically what's going on, you know something's going on. Like that.
When men are in love, they may actually feel less pain.
Whoa.
Feel more pain.
You think so? Well, eventually. Yeah. Eventually you feel more pain. Not for the first little while.
This is interesting. They might be able to finally stop smoking. Is that what Pat did?
No.
Pat?
There's no Pat. And right. Jim does not smoke.
Okay. Partners can feel addicted to each other, and the interesting things about men's brains when they're in love. They'll only have eyes for their partner. They can stay madly in love for years to come.
Ooh. Oh.
See? Right. You hear it?
Woo! Oh. Hey, you got me on that one.
All right.
Go ahead.
Also, they can become a bit guarded, mainly because time they share stuff with you, you go, woo!
Wait, guarded?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we don't want you to see our weaknesses.
Right.
We don't want you to see our vulnerabilities and decide, you know what, he's not the right guy for me. So
exactly,
we bury that.
Yeah.
And you find out after, you date us for a while and get married to us, it all comes spilling out.
Oh, I know.
You're like, oh, my God, you're just like a shell of the man I thought you were.
Get out of here. Oh, that's bizarre.
Yeah, that's on the way.
Really?
Yep.
Oh,
uh-huh.
God.
This says what to do when you finally meet someone you've been dating online.
Oh, okay.
Finally meet him. Manage your expectations when meeting for the first time. You should talk beforehand about your boundaries. You guys did that, right?
Yeah, there was definitely boundaries, like social boundaries.
Well, I mean, beyond that, yeah. I mean, your personal boundaries. I don't think they're talking about, you stay on that sidewalk, I stay on this. I think they're talking from an emotional standpoint.
No, we did have a little bit of that.
You should call out awkward moments when they happen. Don't let them fester. So when something awkward happens, say, boy, it's really gotten awkward here, hasn't it? Then you can both have that awkward laugh and pretend that it never happened.
Oh, okay. No, we haven't done that.
You should keep getting to know each other in addition, as the build up to meeting each other manages itself. And finally, give yourselves time to adjust.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Now, that's the hardest part.
So Zoom Gym, when did it start?
We started talking, like texting back and forth through the dating app in January.
Oh, so it's been a while.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And prior to the shutdown, had you seen each other?
No.
Oh.
No, wait.
So you went 3 months of just communicating on a dating app but never seeing each other.
Correct.
And then the shutdown happens, and then you move your relationship to Zoom.
As a matter of fact, we met right as things were shutting down. So it was kind of like things are kind of shutting down. Should we meet? You know, when we kind of were a little cautious.
Right. Okay. Now, when you met him versus when you saw him in the Zoom pictures.
Yeah.
Did he physically look different to you?
Not really. He looked a little bit different from the picture online than in the Zoom. But
how
when
did
I
he
saw
look
him,
different specifically?
Because he only had one picture posted and it was kind of far away. Mm-hmm. And so when I saw him in person, he still looked really good. He just didn't quite look like the picture.
How did he look different
he looked,
physically?
He had a lot more hair because he hadn't gotten it cut and then couldn't get it cut when I finally saw him. And he looked,
Did he appear to be, I'll lead it here.
What?
Did he appear to be in not as good shape in person as he did in, the Zoom meetings? Not necessarily the pictures. But, you meet him on Zoom and you see him and he looks a particular way. Then you meet him in person and he looks completely different.
Actually, he was about the same.
All right, well, then you don't have to worry about this because there's a company that's selling fake muscles and fake breasts for people's Zoom dates.
Stop it.
Oh, yeah. Wow. And it's like a shirt, a muscle
boob?
Shirt.
That's
like
cool.
So you put it on, and then you pull your shirt over it, and it looks like you've been at the gym blasting for like 3 months.
Yeah, like a Superman shirt?
Right.
Yeah, like a Halloween costume if you're Superman or Batman.
Like it kind of looks like, Aquaman. What's his face?
Yeah, Jason Momoa.
Yeah, in the commercial when he gets home and takes off his muscles.
The Super Bowl commercial.
Right. Yeah, that's real.
Oh, come on. Who's going to do that?
A lot of people. It turns out there are virtual date breast enlargements that you can put in. You're, a woman and want to create cleavage that be above and beyond what you have. And then for guys, there is a pec and shoulder pullover shirt.
Right.
That can make you even more huge. Our phone lines are exploding, and I'm getting a little lightheaded. All right, I can get through this. Talk about Ariel Winter from Modern Family. Revealed she cut off the tip of her thumb while cooking. Yikes. And then Melissa's like, I worked at a restaurant. Chef took his whole hand right off.
Pretty much. It was not good.
Right there into the soup.
Oh, it was in jambalaya soup. Yep.
Thanks. Anybody listening who? With your own cooking catastrophe.
Jambalaya.
You
just became whipped there. I'd like this to be accurate, please.
I know.
Soup sounds funny, but it's actually jambalaya.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. All right. Whatever. 312-233-1019. Hi, Gigi.
Hi.
Hi. Your very own cooking catastrophe was what?
Well, I was making a salad, went to go take the label off of the vinegar bottle.
Oh, God.
Because it was a new bottle of vinegar with a knife. The knife slipped.
No.
And it cut my thumb, and I thought, this isn't too bad. And then I started feeling woozy. I was losing a lot of blood.
Right.
Ended up having to go to the hospital. Cut a nerve in my thumb. Day surgery.
Oh, God.
And then ended up with like a splint on my hand.
And they had to take your thumb off and replace it with your big toe. And God.
Oh, gross.
You're walking around with a toe thumb.
A toe thumb.
I don't know. I'm actually lightheaded right now. I feel like I might be losing a little blood.
Anytime you cut a nerve, I didn't realize I was lightheaded either until recently.
Think about that statement for a while. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, Mika.
It's Micah.
Micah. Hurt yourself? Micah? Kitchen catastrophe. Cooking catastrophe.
It was my husband. He chopped off his tip of his thumb as well. Making guacamole.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Funny part is that we own a recreational cooking school.
Oh, boy. Okay. That always makes for great comedy when the cooking instructor comes out minus
a
thumb.
Not as I do.
Oh, man. Your cooking catastrophe was what, Joy?
I was coring an apple to make apple cobbler and stuck the knife in my hand. Wound up having to get stitches. Needless to say, I got an apple core in my stocking next year.
Thankfully, we don't need those kind of injuries. Right through the hand.
It's always working with a knife.
Yeah. I guess you can stick your hand in a food processor. There's other gadgets that you use too. Hi, Chef Jill.
Hi.
Hi, do you also have a thumb for or a toe for a thumb?
No. It was actually my middle finger. And I was we had just gotten our slicers sharpened. And I was slicing meat, and I sliced off the tip of my middle finger.
That makes it really hard to drive in traffic.
And flip people off.
Oh, God. There's a joke.
Yeah. I didn't understand.
It is an uphill battle today. It really is.
Day 53.
That was on me.
I hope you're okay. He's on his last nerve. He's like, I can't do it anymore. She's driving me crazy. She's too happy. I mean, I'm trying to be happy, but I can't keep looking at panoramas and mountains that aren't there and grass growing and baby duckies.
Wow, baby duckies.
My girlfriend is a lively, energetic person, but sometimes her behavior is really annoying. She wants me to share her joy for little meaningless things up to 5 times a day. It's exhausting. Yesterday, we went on a hike. She was constantly admiring nature. The grass has reached an impressive height. These ducks have babies. Look, 3 babies, look. Nature is healing my soul. Look at this panorama. It's breathtaking. Can't take it anymore. So he finally said something and said, listen, I just want to hike. I don't want to look anymore. No more looking. Please let me walk in peace, which made her mad. They got home. She gave him the silent treatment. He apologized. Like, I'm sorry, but I don't feel that right now. What do you want me to do about it? He can't figure out how to meet her halfway. Can you find some advice in there, Angie?
Yeah, so for the girlfriend, I'm that kind of girl. What I do is I walk around and I go, look at this beautiful nature, you know, but I don't look to him and, like, make sure he looks. Now, for the guy who's all frustrated, for him to kind of just say, like, oh, yeah, I see all that, too. I'm coming up to that part. But also remember the alternative to what she's acting like is walking around, oh, this sucks, this is depressing, pandemic. Right. So this is kind of a bright, annoying side, but it's better.
It's bright and annoying, at least.
Yeah,
as opposed to dark and annoying.
Yeah. Just don't expect him to respond and then just continue on.
I think maybe she needs to slow down the look part of it.
Yeah.
I mean, she can comment on it, but the stopping him from what he's doing to look at the grass and look at the ducks and look at the hills and look at the sky.
Yeah.
It becomes an instruction.
Right. It's always a direction.
Like, I'm enjoying this. You should be enjoying this. I'm going to make you enjoy this. Hey, Morgan.
Hi.
I advice to offer?
So, these two definitely need to spend some time apart because I'm guessing that these personality issues between the both of them haven't just recently developed.
Right.
If they live together, they've been together for a little while.
Right.
So they've known this about each other.
Uh-huh.
And I think she's just trying to make the best of a bad situation, and he's just getting annoyed with every little thing because they've been spending too much time together.
He'd like to make the average of a bad situation while she wants to make the best of a bad situation.
Yeah. So maybe they go on separate hikes.
There we go.
Oh.
I'll go left, you go right. We'll circle all the way around this big, beautiful pond. I'll meet you at the other side.
Well, that's what it takes.
You can go over here and admire all the nature you want, and I'll go over on this path and in silence.
And tell you what, when we meet on the other side, I'll let you know if I saw any duckies. Okay? I'll let you know, and I'll even take pictures if I see them. Then he doesn't even pay attention if there's any duckies around.
No, of course not.
Nothing like that. Mixed Morning Mindbender, 312-233-1019. Quarantining relationship survey. A lot of people were calling for this, and people were picking up their phones going, what do you want? The top reasons couples have argued while quarantining. The number one reason was 62% of people said, this is it. It has to do directly with the whole stay-at-home concept, so it must be what, Janet?
Who's in charge of those household chores?
The chores. No, it wasn't that. I was surprised by that as well.
Yeah,
it's totally fine on that, I guess. No, the number one source of friction in the quarantine at home is what, Melissa?
It's being in each other's space.
That is exactly it.
Like toddlers.
Just on top of each other all the time.
That makes sense.
Nowhere to go. Oh. Can't get away. Plus, I saw a story, we'll get into this later, Melissa, that a lot of people are seeing a new side of their significant other because they're seeing the work side of them that they've never seen before.
Oh.
Yeah. They're like, oh, I thought you were a reasonable, rational person. I've learned that you're not.
Right.
Yeah, that's so true.
Everybody on top of each other, in each other's space too much. You know, more on that coming up in a little bit, too. Something just occurred to me.
Yeah.
In each other's space too much. Partners' bad habits in at number two. Can't agree on anything in at number three. They're all kind of the same.
Yeah.
Lack of cleanliness. There it is at number four.
Oh.
You know, your husband hasn't showered for like four days.
My girlfriend just told me her boyfriend said, can you catch corona by not putting on makeup or by putting on makeup? I'm like, what? Yeah.
Maybe you could fix yourself up just a little bit.
Wow. Or is that advised not to? Ouchie.
I mean, I'm no prize, but, you know, come on. Work with me here. And finally, spending habits in at number five, causing stress in your household. Today's featured restaurant of the day. We head to Plainfield. Mojo's at 24033 Lockport Street. Mojo's in Plainfield is today's Eric in the Morning featured restaurant of the day. Let's say hello to the owner of Mojo's. This is Jamie Littell. Hi, Jamie.
Hi.
How are you this morning?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you this morning?
Excellent. I'm excited to hear about Mojo's. What kind of food do you guys do at Mojo's?
We have Cajun Caribbean cuisine, and we make everything from scratch to order when you order it.
Oh, wow. Cajun Caribbean cooking. So it's got a little bit of zip to it where you need it to be, right?
Oh, heck yeah. We got a little spice going on.
That's great.
Yes, it sounds good.
That's great. And how long has Mojo's been open in Plainfield?
15 years.
And you've been there the whole time? Are you a part of it?
Yeah. I opened it when I was 25 years old.
Okay.
And it was really small, and we had 8 employees, and now we have over 60 that we're trying to support today.
How has it been for Mojo's during this pandemic? I know the people of Plainfield are very supportive. Has it been a struggle still, though?
Well, I mean, it's definitely not ideal.
Right.
But, okay. Everyone in Plainfield, I gotta say, our community is absolutely amazing. They order so much carry out and try so hard to keep all of the restaurants afloat, and it's definitely so heartwarming.
That's nice.
That I don't think I could ever thank them enough.
Jamie, what is, like, the signature dish at Mojo's? If I don't know anything about Mojo's and I'm going online or I'm texting takeout to 60123, what jumps out of the menu at me?
Oh, gosh, where do we go from there? The
right.
jambalaya or the gumbo? The gumbo is my personal favorite. It's like a soup. It has a roux, and ours is a blonde roux, and the thickening agent in it is okra, and it has andouille sausage, it's spicy, but you can't stop eating it once you start eating it.
Now we're getting some
What about that sausage, right? Jamaican jerk chicken?
Oh, with the mango relish.
That sounds really
good. It is so good. It has the perfect combination of spicy from the jerk seasoning, but also sweet from the mango. So you get that nice little balance.
That's perfect. All right, so here's what we would like to do, Jamie, okay, for Mojo's in Plainfield. We're going to send the Mixed Road crew out from 11 to 1 today, right? They'll be out there taking pictures, playing music, keeping their distance, but we would love to get a whole bunch of cars lined up for curbside delivery. You guys are doing curbside, I would assume.
We are. We're doing curbside. They can call in their order, or they can order online.
All right.
And 100% of everything we make today goes to the employees.
Oh, that's
Did you just hear
nice.
That?
100%.
That's awesome.
100% of what you make today is going to go to your employees?
Absolutely. They're the absolute best people in the world.
That is beautiful. What?
Is
There's
sweet.
Another reason to make the drive to Plainfield and enjoy it. How's your butt feel?
Good.
Better now.
Question. Show of hands. How's your butt feel?
Really good.
You're never going to take it for granted anymore if your butt just feels like normal, right? After the last story, Brian May, the guitarist of Queen, you know, who became famous not only for being in Queen but Bohemian Rhapsody, says he had a horrific gardening incident and shredded his butt muscle.
How do you
And
do
as
that?
I said, first of all, how do you do it? Second of all, how do you admit it?
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Right? More embarrassing injury, 312-233-1019. Most embarrassing wins a prize. All right, I've got our finalists here. Let's meet first Nina.
Yes.
Hi, most embarrassing injury. It happened when and how?
I was 12, and I was walking on a curb, and somebody honked at me to wave, and I turned, and there was some gravel, and I slipped and broke my hip.
Ah!
Broke your hip at 11?
Broke your hip turning to wave.
Man,
broke your hip turning to wave. Okay, hold
such
on.
Such a freak accident.
Your embarrassing injury, Amy.
Hi. Several years ago, I took my mom for outpatient sinus surgery, and when I went into the recovery with her, I started to feel sick, and I passed out, and I hit my head on her gurney and cracked it open.
Oh, God.
I ended up in the hospital across the parking lot from her with 8 staples in my head and a concussion.
Are you serious?
She had to visit you before you visited her.
Yes, exactly.
What are the odds for that, too?
All right, hold on. Sarah, your embarrassing injury.
I was playing tennis with a friend of mine, and I went to make a running shot and swung the racket, and it came up and hit me in the eye. I got stitches and had a black eye for about 2 weeks.
You hit yourself with your own racket in your own eye.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. All right, hold on. Most embarrassing injury, Angie.
Hi, I ran up icy stairs outside in heel boots. At the top, I slipped and broke my leg in 2 spots.
Owie.
Ah, that will sting.
But
then we have Chris. Chris?
Hey, guys. I work downtown, and we were coming back from lunch. I literally can't chew gum and walk.
Huh?
I was chewing gum. I went to spit it out and punt it into the river, and I blew my knee out. Torn my knee.
Way too ambitious of a plan there.
There's a winner right there. Right there. You and Brian May should share a hospital room.
Oh, how What are you in here for?
I had a gardening incident and shredded my butt muscle. Oh, yeah, I tried to kick gum and tore my meniscus.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You will, I'm sure you never live that down.
Yeah.
Apparently, I'm the only man that called in.
The only one that'll own it. It is Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Tidbit Tuesday. And stories we have not had a chance to get to until this moment, all stacked up and ready to go. Here we go. Now, we continue to be in lockdown. Thank you for the information, Eric.
Breaking news.
How many days now? Stay at home?
This is our 53rd.
I've said this a couple times this morning, and I'm not getting the positive feedback I was looking for. Am I the only one that feels like it's more than that? It feels like 1,000.
Well, I think when we get to the 60-day mark, then you'll say it's 2 months, and it feels more like accurate to say 2 months than 53
days. I'm telling you, it already
days.
Feels like 40 months.
It feels like a year. Honestly, I don't remember February.
Like, I feel like I just graduated from high school, and then this happened.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
It's been that long.
It's a long time and, like, no end in sight.
And who's going to break it? Young men. A new study says young men are the most likely to break lockdown rules. Anybody surprised by that?
No, not at all.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
More than half of men aged 19 to 24 have breached in the UK their lockdown rules by meeting with a group of friends. This group is also more likely to think that they're not at risk of catching COVID-19 or spreading it to others and that following the government's guidelines was not worthwhile. That's the group to watch out for.
Well, isn't that who Mayor Lightfoot was yelling at?
Yep. Avoid a 22-year-old guy, Violetta.
Yep. She's like, you're going to bring it home.
Easier said than done.
Bringing home your grandma.
You know where they all are? They're in the UK and Tennessee. Those two spots. That's where all the young men are.
Oh.
Why? A Tennessee man was arrested after flipping tables at the Applebee's when the bartender announced last call.
Oh, I've had it. You can't do that.
I've had it.
Okay.
I can't take it anymore.
Yep.
Kingsport, Tennessee. Two men were arrested for flipping over their table at the Applebee's when the bar manager said, all right, last Mai Tai, guys. Last Mai Tai.
No!
Yeah, they must be. Are they all open in Tennessee?
Some angry words.
Where do they stand on the opening?
That's a good question. They
I'm
must
not
be.
Sure.
You know, we all followed the Georgia opening, right?
Oh, yeah.
Georgia's threw open the doors to everything. And then, like, I think on Friday they had 9 deaths, their lowest total. Obviously, 1 is too many, but I was shocked by that.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people were. And a lot of governors, except ours, are going,
except ours.
That is weird what happened down there. So we'll see what happens here. Nearly 20,000 teens in Georgia.
Okay.
Received their driver's licenses without a road test.
What?
That's the new thing now. You've heard about this?
Oh.
Many states are starting to do it.
Only because of the current situation we're in?
Yeah.
Oh,
so if you're, you know, you're 16 in Georgia, you just send a note and go, I just turned 16. They're like, here's a driver's license.
That's incredible.
Go careening down the road in your Chevy pickup.
Why not just wait? What's the rush?
Well, you know, you got places to be. Not really, but you would think you do.
No, you don't. They need a parallel park like the rest of us.
That's it. A couple is using drones to walk their dogs. In Madison, Wisconsin, a couple, Caitlin and Jonathan, it went viral after they post a video of their drone walking their husky, Nika.
Cool.
The couple is using their drone to walk their dogs so they can socially distance. The three huskies always come back fine from the drones. I don't know how they do it if they have like a leash attached to the drone.
Yeah, I think they tie it to the drone, and then the drone just walks kind of like same as your
the
height.
The drone walks? Or
well, you know, it
flies.
Floats.
Yeah. It floats?
Yeah.
Drones
so
float.
Do they have an automatic flight pattern on the drone that
I'm
it
certain
goes?
Maybe like
they probably
you know,
have a
Chris...
camera. When you've got a camera on a drone,
and they're operating
you can see
it.
Where it's
That's
going.
What I'm saying. Who's operating it?
Yeah, probably
owner.
Chris or whoever is sitting in his front window piloting the drone down the sidewalk for a block, then turning around and coming back.
Got it. Okay. I'll go read the story somewhere else.
That's fine. Thanks. I'm glad that you weren't able to understand mine.
I'm not sure I get it, but I don't want to bog everybody
down. So there's a drone.
With a camera.
You know what drones are, right?
Yeah, I have a new one. I crashed it over the weekend. Interesting.
All right, so they have a drone. They have a leash from it.
Yes.
The leash goes to the dog.
Right.
Chris sits on his you know, his front deck or whatever, right on his doorstep.
Right.
He's like, all right, Nika, we're going for a walk.
Yes.
Takes the drone out. The dog walks underneath the drone, goes down the block, comes back.
So a very calm dog.
They just don't want to go on the walk themselves because they're afraid they might catch coronavirus.
They're trying to socially distance from everybody that's out on the streets. Maybe they live in a very busy part of Madison.
No,
but maybe they live like in Lincoln Park.
I totally understand it now. Makes 100% sense.
Any other questions? Save them for tomorrow. Okay. Cartel is enforcing the coronavirus stay-at-home order. A cartel is doing it now.
Oh, well, I'd listen to them.
Yep. At least they're responsible.
Yep. El Chapo's sons, Ivan and Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're laughing now.
What?
I don't think I'd be laughing at El Chapo's sons
no,
if I were you.
No, I just, you know,
right
I wasn't
now, they're
expecting
somewhere
it.
In Sinaloa going, hey, what are you laughing at?
I wasn't expecting it to be the big guy's kids.
You're going
to
walk in here and not have hands anymore.
Los Chapitos.
El Chapo's sons, Ivan and Jesus, are threatening people in Sinaloa, Mexico, who violate the country's stay-at-home order. One cartel member was caught on tape saying, after 10 o'clock at night, all the people must be inside their homes due to the coronavirus. Otherwise, they will be punished. These orders come from above. This is no game. We're not playing.
Oh, I wouldn't want to buy.
Life Force should hire them.
Him saying that down in Mexico, I don't want to leave my house here.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I would listen. There will be repercussions.
A toilet paper train catches on fire, so they could have a toilet paper shortage on the East Coast now. Just yesterday in Richmond, Virginia.
I saw that. Ooh, crazy.
Yeah, that Charmin commercial we run, they better really get back to work.
Yeah.
Tua Tagovailoa
is
the number one selling jersey in the NFL right now.
Oh, that's a person?
Yeah, he's the new guy.
Drafted by the Dolphins, right?
Yeah, he plays for the Dolphins. Yeah. Thanks. Tua Tagovailoa is the number one jersey, the Dolphins aqua. He's also the number two jersey, the Dolphins white jersey, and then like 17 Tom Brady jerseys in a row. Well, all for the Buccaneers.
I can actually do a better dolphin sound. That was pathetic.
Don't need it.
How about a Buccaneer?
A man who was supposed to climb Mount Everest hikes the distance on his apartment stairs instead.
That's cool.
He did it all like on his apartment stairs up and down?
That's what he did.
It's like the marathon in the backyard. It's the same idea, right?
God, do you know how boring that would be?
Well, there you have it. Do you know how bored we all are? A London man couldn't climb Mount Everest as planned due to the pandemic, so he got creative and found a way to hike the world's highest mountain from the safety of his home. After Rob Ferguson's trip to the mountain was postponed, the 51-year-old decided to follow through with his plans, climbing an equivalent distance on the stairs in his apartment building.
Okay. I like that.
Interesting.
And finally, on Tidbit Tuesday, cop uses mating call in phone app to help capture escaped peacock.
What?
Yeah.
I wonder what that sounds like.
Why do you have a mating call?
Well, it's an app.
Right. On his app. Why do you have one? Or did you just?
I'm certain he just went to.
Did he download it?
Yeah,
he didn't He wasn't like using it ahead of time for some weird reason.
He didn't have some weird pecan fetish.
Pecan.
Peacock or pecan?
Oh, what are we talking about?
Just do the dolphin and be done with it.
Wait, that's a bad one,
that
too.
That terrible. A Boston peacock was apparently fed up with the coronavirus lockdown. An officer in Boston who was on patrol near Franklin Park Zoo about 6 a.m. on Monday was approached by a concerned citizen that the bird had escaped from a closed facility. The officer said, no problem, I've got a peacock sound on my phone.
I always hear
it.
Didn't say that.
Well.
The quick-thinking officer tracked down a peacocking mating call on his department-issued cell phone and used it to attract the extremely large, slightly intimidating, quite beautiful bird, according to the press release. Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. As we spend more and more time at home, the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program has tips on ways to save. Visit ComEd.com/home savings.